Hi everyone, Sandman here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Thomas. He didn't give me a topic, so I wanted to discuss something I recently came across on the goingyourownway.com forum called Is MGTOW Dead? The idea is that MGTOW started coming into prominence back in 2014. Thanks in part to myself because I proved to people that you could make daily MGTOW content on YouTube and make enough money to survive. Then when people figured out that all they had to do was slap a MGTOW label onto reaction videos to crazy female and feminist hijinks, the acronym grew exponentially. That was until MGTOW 101's channel was taken down, and eventually all our channels were demonetized in November 2018. I knew at that moment that MGTOW was going to decline slowly. The acronym, I mean. The philosophy for living itself continues to grow, and there's nothing the mainstream can do to stop it. They had the opportunity to keep criticizing us, but they chose to get rid of our label. MGTOW is not a movement. It's a philosophy that more men are living by every day, and there's no way to stop it. There's no way to identify it anymore either. What are they going to do? Target guys that call themselves confirmed bachelors. The shaming language doesn't work anymore because it's become self-evident to many men that the system hates them. In the past, if a man said he was going his own way, you could call him a misogynist and try and ruin his life. But today, if he just chooses not to get married and doesn't say anything else, you can shame a man and have no idea if he's going back to the plantation or not. You can't exactly get him fired for his job because he chooses to remain as a single bachelor. But if he calls himself a MGTOW, then you can. So by attacking the MGTOW acronym successfully, and mostly purging it from the internet, our critics have lost their ability to criticize us. The majority of the time you see MGTOW on YouTube, it's on my channel, and our enemies know this. That's why I think recently a producer named Zeke over at Vice Media wanted to put the final nail in the coffin by making a video about me. But myself and maybe Hammerhand won't even talk to him. So he has no story. He was desperate and contacted me a second and third time, and got me laughing. He kind of reminded me of that old meme where the guy pokes something with a stick, saying, "Come on, do something." He's probably got instructions from his manager to make a hit piece, and what exactly can he do if the few remaining content creators that use the MGTOW acronym refuse to talk to him? His story is almost as dead as the MGTOW acronym itself. I'll discuss more in a moment, but let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Speakers Corner Online. It's a new free speech social media platform that aims to be the digital version of the real Speakers Corner in Hyde Park, London. It's great for live streaming and you don't have to worry about being censored by SusanTube. So what are you waiting for? Register for a free account if you create content, or if you're interested in seeing what other content creators are posting there. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to MGTOW is dead, so long live MGTOW Clown World Show. Someone on the goingyourownway.com forum answered the question, "Is MGTOW dead?" by saying this, and I quote, "If the question refers to the way of life, though, then the answer is firmly no way. Even men who've never heard the term and are unaware of the places it's discussed have jumped off the roller coaster, based only on personal experiences and the experiences they've seen their friends go through. If women keep going the way they're going and things keep getting worse and worse, you could probably shut down every web server or social media server and internet router in the world, and it wouldn't be able to put a dent into MGTOW philosophy," unquote. So that's the bottom line here. Never underestimate a man's desire for self-preservation regardless of how much the social engineers and government bureaucrats try to entice him to go against his own instincts. The Romans tried stopping MGTOW with bachelor taxes in a time when there obviously was no internet, or printed word for that matter. If they couldn't stop it when humans could barely communicate with one another, then what makes them think they can stop it today? Society doesn't even understand the problem. Recently, there was an article by conservative PJ Media called, "Does the Western Lifestyle Put Their Own Societies on a Path to Extinction?" It blames the left for why humans aren't procreating anymore. But that's not a left versus right debate. Traditionalism isn't working when the most conservative state, Utah, is still below replacement fertility rates. Neither is gynocentric feminism. Both of these philosophies are obsolete, and we men going our own way are winning, yet there's no snazzy victory parade or self-congratulatory pats on the back. The women on both the left and the right have been defeated, and now that the MGTOW acronym has been scrubbed off of 99% of the internet, if they fight our philosophy, it's like sword fighting a fart. One of the feminists that was against us for the longest time said that society needs to suppress our ideas, because the more they talk about them, the more they spread them. But to her, it's also unfortunate that if society doesn't talk about our ideas to supposedly discredit them, then they also fail to stop their spread. It's a catch-22 situation. Heads they lose, tails they lose. Now they don't have a target anymore. I'll also chalk some of the drop in traffic to MGTOW channels from around the 3rd of January 2022 to YouTube advertising rates being much higher than usual. My travel channel, Cool Buildings with a K, is getting $8 for every 1,000 views. It's never seen ad rates that high before on YouTube. Part of the reason for such high ad rates is because YouTube has reduced the number of people starting YouTube channels, because most people aren't going to be waiting around to get 1,000 subscribers in order to be monetized. Another part is competition, as more people that are monetized produce more content to cash in on those high ad rates. YouTube is also throttling down channels that aren't monetized to make shareholders more money. Considering the MGTOW channels that use the acronym can't make any money, that means their video visibility is also restricted, unless they make a video about Madonna, Will Smith, or Emma Watson that gets passed around with lots of engagements. Unfortunately, there aren't enough celebrity stories with women hitting the wall or Will Smith being a cuck to keep me making a daily video that gets 20 or 30,000 views. Plus, I always run the risk of getting a strike for bullying and harassment whenever I do. But I have noticed the channels discussing pop culture shows and personalities, like The Quartering, The Critical Drinker, or Nerdrotic, continue to grow because they're talking about pop culture. My guess is that the lamestream film and television media are paying YouTube to boost content that talks about their content. That's what I would do if I wanted to stay relevant, even as my intellectual property was also slowly dying. But what I don't think the mainstream media content creators are really paying attention to is the channels that critique pop culture these days are usually telling you to go your own way from it. It's only a matter of time before simply having a bad opinion of some pop culture property is going to get you demonetized if you're too negative. But in the end, it won't matter because as of 2021, only 56% of Americans watch satellite or cable TV. Where do you think that number will be in 2030? Maybe only 25% of the population. Apparently 21% of the households unsubscribed from pay TV back in 2021. So the lamestream media is hitching its wagon to YouTube just as YouTube is peaking out and young people are now moving their eyeballs to things like TikTok. If the lamestream media fails on YouTube and starts dragging down YouTube, it wouldn't surprise me if Susan started to let MGTOW and other content that's questionable be monetized again to help the shareholders at some point. The reason I'm thinking that is because Facebook recently stopped suppressing my posts. That happened in early March 2022. I'm scripting this just 2 months after that started, so far so good. Legacy social media like Twitter, Facebook, Reddit, and YouTube, I'm predicting will eventually stop suppressing MGTOW content and other content, because at some point eyeballs will be more important than promoting the mainstream media narrative, because the mainstream media will lose its influence and funding. I predicted that MGTOW would become entertainment-based back in 2014 and 15, and it did. Then I predicted everyone would drop the acronym, and they did that as well. Now I'm predicting it'll be monetized on YouTube again one day when the platform starts to die, because eyeballs will be more important to YouTube one day instead of the right ideology. Let's see if Elon Musk does something to Twitter to promote freedom of speech there. As for anyone hoping to make money from MGTOW content on YouTube one day, I suspect it's going to happen. The bad side will be more competition. The last 6 months, every channel that I watch has been bleeding monthly views. YouTube probably won't say it, but I think their traffic peaked out about 6 months ago, and that they're slowly going the way of the dinosaurs on cable television. YouTube earnings with ad rates are going up even as views are falling off a cliff, meaning that they have more ads than ad space to fill these days. That means either they remonetize channels they kicked out of the program before, or they reduce the requirements for monetization in the first place. Otherwise, new content producers will get to TikTok and build up their audience with the hopes of making some money there instead. YouTube is going to kill itself slowly by demonetizing its new content creators, just as there are new platforms that show up allowing people to make money. Rumble and TikTok are just two of those. As for MGTOW, it also doesn't help the channels like Terrence Pomp appear to be running out of steam. A lot of the time people would watch his videos and then one of mine would pop up in the suggested feed after. But the last little while, he's been making less content, so my content is being fed to a lot less people as well. I think the comeback of the MGTOW acronym is on the way. It's not going to make its return because of the elimination of censorship, but because of the desperation of soon-to-be-dying legacy big tech platforms. They listened to censorship requests from groups like the ADL and lamestream media like CNN, and started canceling things like MGTOW for making money. When it becomes all too clear a little too late, I'm predicting that YouTube is going to stop promoting things like CNN and throw them under the bus instead. It's hilarious when you think about it that Tim Pool gets more views on one of his podcasts than CNN does from all of his shows combined each day. even after his views have been flatlining for about a year to a year and a half now. As for MGTOW in the next 2 years, if there's no remonetization on YouTube, I'm predicting it's going to become as obscure as it was back in 2011 and 2012, before I started making content. Not because no one wants the content, but because no one is going to bother making it because they have no hopes of making a buck from it. Back when I started, other content producers weren't making much content or money, but at least they made some money to cover their time and possibly pay the groceries. Today, guys, they would have made MGTOW content and are instead going out and making pickup artist content or black-pilled incel stuff instead. You want to know where all the new MGTOW content is? Well, it's on other genres in the manosphere because of basic economic incentives, i.e. money. Or it's guys like Better Bachelor spreading the ideas without spreading the acronym. That's why it's more alive than ever. In that goingyourownway.com forum, many guys commented that back in 2014 and 2015, there were a lot more intelligent ideas in the space. Of course there were. People were more intelligent in general and had a longer attention span. It makes me wonder if Zoomers will have enough of an attention span to listen to 10-minute long videos about female nature in the future. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Thomas for the donation, and I hope you enjoyed this topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that mainstream media tried smashing MGTOW and succeeded in smashing it into a million tiny pieces that'll eventually paper cut them to death. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.tv to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the MGTOW acronym away. So enjoy the rest of your day. And cheers.